What's up, savages? Terrence Pop here with another episode of Live from the Lair. And today we're going to be asking some questions that are probably going to take us down conspiracy theorist lane. That's why I have the tinfoil on, because there's all kinds of crazy shit going on out there. And at the end of the show, I'm going to do a recap and go through some of the major stuff that the anomalies of all of some tragedies of the past, you know, 10, 15, 20 years that were never actually addressed for whatever reason. And today we have Jimmy helping us out.
Pushing all the right buttons. Always remember, gentlemen, latex save paychecks, and the tin foil will not make your brain spoil.
Correct. Now, the big thing that's in the media now are the fires on Maui. All right. Now, there are some blaring questions going on with all of this, and I am sure the mainstream media is going to debunk all of this as false and conspiracy theory. But just remember this. Most of those conspiracy theories, which were cooked up 5-10 years ago, are now coming true. So who's really the conspiracy theorist and who's really just covering it up, running top cover for whatever intelligence out there that's making all this craziness happen? All right. So, Jimmy.
Yes, sir.
All right. So you got that article on the Maui fires?
Yes, I do.
Pull it up. Let's do this.
Joe Biden, after his debacle where he said no comment, he actually is going to make an appearance, but let's just say he's going to be less than welcome there. But have no fear, Maui. Joe Biden announced a $700 relief check for Maui residents who lost their homes and loved ones. This is a one-time payment of $700.
Yeah. So, in the meantime, we are sending billions upon billions of dollars to the Ukraine, which really, it's not even a member of NATO.
Nope. And this one was just a part made yesterday. So he did his little conference and whatnot. He's doing that. But now he's going on a vacation to Lake Tahoe. So
He spent over one third of his presidency or his dictator in chief time on vacation.
Yep.
So who's running the show then? It's not him.
Well, we know who's running his Twitter account after the debacle from the other day.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, but on top of that, I'm not sure if a gentleman heard about this, but Biden gives Iran $6 billion. Basically, he's just unfreezing their assets for a prisoner exchange.
Okay.
All that good stuff. Yeah. So see, 2,700 structures were destroyed in Maui, approximately $5.6 billion in damages. Meanwhile, President Joe Biden, with $115 billion sent to Ukraine, offers just $1.9 million to Maui. Sorry, I butchered that. Yeah.
Maui, let's not go through those crazy Hawaiian names.
But don't worry, he's laser focused.
Yeah.
On getting aid to the survivors, one-time payment, $700 per household.
Per household.
Per household.
Okay. All right. Now, Are you feeling the anger yet? I mean, it's growing, and I'm feeling. I have to drink.
Take a shot.
I'm gonna pour it in my tea. There you go.
There you go. But like I mentioned earlier, he's gonna be less than welcome there because at least one person says I don't want him to visit here. Hawaiian residents are saying they don't want Joe Biden to visit them on Monday. Of course, he's going there Monday as he continues to face backlash this week, appearing aloof following the state's largest natural disaster. I don't want him here. Jay Awan of Maui told the Post Wednesday He's just coming to Maui to look good in front of the cameras. Awan is a cook and tiki carver, said nothing would be gained from the 80-year-old president visit as his town and once popular resort area has been burned to the ground.
Yep.
He noted that even after reconstruction, which officials estimated would cost $6 billion, he believed the island would never return to its former glory.
It's going to take a long time.
Yep. But I will say this. There was a little bit of divine intervention, and the church was spared. So, you know, that's... You know,
well,
that's
isn't that a brick building, though?
I don't know.
All right.
I don't see any scarring or scorching on it, but there is another house right next to it that was seems to be saved for a little while.
These things happen in wildfires. You know, I got a buddy of mine who was in the California wildfires a few years back, and like three houses on his block were the only three not burned down, and one of them was his. So these things do happen. Can't explain it. Act of God, Murphy, Whitey, the man, who knows?
Yep. But let's just say some people are, you know, hence the PPE we're wearing tonight. There's some people that are already trying to profit off of this. And a lot of people are saying, well, don't share this. Don't get the word out. Well, I'm sorry, but we got some questions to ask.
Yes, we do.
How are there already been books August 13th, August 11th? That's August 10th. August 10th. How are there already books been released about this when we're still not getting questions answered?
Correct. What day did the fire happen on? I believe it was what?
That's a good question.
5 days ago on the 11th or something?
Something like that, I think. It was last week sometime.
Books coming out either the day of or shortly thereafter. All right, now, I don't know about you, and I'm not going to make any definite statements, but that's mighty suspicious in my book. Yeah, now listen, whenever you're going to do a big op like this, or you know, any big operation, you got a lot of people involved in it, right? Well, no plan survives initial contact. And they released those books too early. And now we're going to ask a whole bunch of questions.
Yep. And one thing I would start by asking is, you know, we had, you know, a few months ago, you know, five or six months ago, we had some unauthorized air vehicles enter our airspace. So, and if we remember correctly, well, this is just a short little video here, but Chinese satellite lasers over Hawaii. Now, this is just to refresh your memory, gentlemen.
Now to a very unusual sight captured on camera. Japanese and local astronomers say a Chinese satellite was recently seen beaming down green lasers over the islands. This video captured atop the Subaru telescope on Mauna Kea, operated by the National Astronomical Observatory of Japan. Bryce Moore has the story.
The lasers flash for just a couple seconds, initially thought to be from a NASA altimeter satellite. The Japanese.
Okay. So what you're seeing there now, as a military man, and you know, Jim has worked with me for a while. I typically, before we do the show, I like to, you know, talk about it first via email, text. Then we link up prior to the show going live and we rehearse. So we know that we're going to put out a good product. In the military, you rehearse before you do your attacks, your defenses. Any military action is always rehearsed. Keep that in mind. All right.
Yep. But there's also a couple over here. Let's bring this one up here. This gentleman's also asking some questions here. Mm-hmm. That's the other one. Here we go. So, Maui fire survival lessons and laser weapons.
Direct energy weapon or some sort of laser weapon, right? And there's been a lot of interesting posts going around social media when it comes to memes and stuff like that, or doctored photos of lasers coming from the sky. But there are
close. All right, now they're trying to debunk this. Maybe that was photoshopped, maybe it wasn't. But when you add that to the fact that Chinese satellite was shooting lasers 6 months prior, you got to ask yourself, is it out of the realm of impossibility for there to be a powerful laser in a satellite in space? Well, there you go. I'm just asking the questions. I'm not giving any answers.
It is 2023, and things are kind of weird, if you haven't noticed.
Yes.
But just to kind of back up the, it's just a conspiracy theory. Well, according to Indy 100, of course, conspiracy theorists are claiming space laser beam started the Hawaiian fires. Well, I've seen some videos myself. I don't know. Questions that don't get answered. But yep. Of course, this is just they're just going through some things. And
now there's the debunking where they say that happened in Michigan.
Let's see. This one says the image does not appear to show a beam of light hitting a leafy hillside next to a coast, but it's not Hawaii. In fact, it does have a connection to Elon Musk. As the community note here has added that the post declares that it is actually an image of SpaceX Falcon 9 launch from Vandenberg Air Force Base in California. Okay.
Last night I found some of the short vids and I sent them to Jimmy. And they've already been scrubbed from the internet.
Yep.
Yeah, listen, in my opinion, everyone out there is getting played.
Yep. But we'll go down here to... this is the one that they're... I've seen this one multiple times. This is just one account. I actually think I do follow that account. But this is the one that they're saying was in Michigan in 2018. Fact checked by Snopes.
Mm-hmm.
Snopes really hasn't had the best of, the best track record when it comes to fact checking.
Well, the thing is, every single conspiracy theory was debunked as false up until they came true. And many of them have come true. So keep that in the back of your mind. We're just asking questions here. I'm not giving answers.
Yep. But, we'll go back to the Maui residents here because, like I said, they're still none too happy. But it's not just the government and the response or lack of a response from the government, but they're being targeted by real estate scams.
Yep.
And I have seen floating around there. I did not save it. I know I have it somewhere, but. Like I said, people are getting calls from insurance companies and real estate agencies.
Mm-hmm.
And they're saying, we just need to buy your stuff. But then again, the insurance agencies that do reach out or they do get in connection with. Now, I'm just saying this because I'm seeing it. I'm not saying it's true or not, but they're not going to give payouts because of zoning issues.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
And listen, these people have been devastated. They probably don't have the money to fight the insurance companies in court. So quite literally, we are seeing a modern equivalent of a land grab right there. Yep. And this happens in a lot of natural disaster areas. At least in the past, it did. It's slowing down here stateside now because of reasons and bad weather and other shit like that. This is prime real estate in Hawaii. Of course, they're going to swoop in there and try to, take as much land as they can.
Yep. And it's not like, Oprah just went out and bought a shit ton of land. And there's a bunch of other celebrities that own property there. Somehow all of the big fancy houses and mansions didn't get burned.
Who knows?
Yeah, it's just a question, man. Yeah,
well, those bigger houses are probably built a little more fire resistant, so that could be a possibility. I do have a couple friends, who live in California area, and they have their houses rigged up in case there's a wildfire comes through. They turn on the water and it pretty much soaks the outside of the house so it doesn't spread to their house.
So. But speaking of watering the houses and whatnot, the water was turned off.
Oh, yeah.
There. Let's see if I have that one here. I mean,
all right. So these people are fighting the fires and they turn the water off. That's not bizarre now, is it?
Yep. But they left the power on, which according to the official report is the winds due to the hurricane that was blowing through knocked the power lines down into overgrown brush. Now, gee, what other state has a very common theme with overgrown brush and wildfires?
I believe that would be California, Stan.
Yeah. But oh no, we can't do that because we got to save the burrowing owls. Save the owls, lose hundreds of thousands of acres and your home and possibly your life.
Correct. And listen, all right, you have to clear the underbrush. Has to be done, or you have to have controlled burns and take care of a little at a time. If you don't do that, you're going to turn the area around your home or your neighborhood or your state into a goddamn tinderbox. Because that's exactly what happens. When that stuff dries out, it can start a fire. I've seen, you know, small fires get kicked up riding horses with the horseshoes hitting rocks. I've seen that. It happens, and it can happen very easily. Or somebody could have flicked a cigarette out of a car window. That'll do it.
Mm-hmm. And we all know how the smoke can affect people and whatnot. You know, Canada Stan had a lot of fires there recently. Mm-hmm. Pretty much turned New York City into a hellhole or whatever. New York City is already a hellhole. But the smoke affected my area quite a bit when it was going on. I couldn't see the monument that I can see plain as day outside my work. But you know, the toxic smoke from Canadian wildfires could impact the health of millions in the U.S. Well, no shit. But of course, one reason why there was a wildfire in Canada, let's just say women firefighters, not a good idea.
Nope.
I'm just saying.
No. And that's a different, basically we're sucking smoke because Canada had a bunch of diversity hires that suck.
Yep.
Plain and simple.
But there's also a couple things. Well, one big thing that, a couple things. One, a bunch of the high ranking bigwigs running the mayor, the fire chief, and a couple others just happened to be off the island when this started. Emergency services weren't alerted. There was no phone text went out right away. And I hate to say it, but the body count is going to be a lot higher than what they say it is.
Yes, they're covering up the body count. Yep. And here's another thing. Who's the police chief there, Jimmy?
Oh, I'm glad you asked that, Pop. Let's bring that up here. brace yourself for this one if you have not heard it. And conservatives alarmed after a report that the current Maui police chief was incident commander during the 2017 Las Vegas massacre.
What are the odds, huh?
A new revolution will certainly not give America confidence that the true cause behind the Maui fires will ever be known. Instead, we can count on a likely cover-up instead. Allegedly.
Well, as Christina, they cover up everything.
Yep. As Christina Layla previously reported, devastating fires in Maui left almost 100 people dead with approximately 1,000 people still unaccounted for. People were reportedly jumping into the ocean and historic Maui was destroyed. Well, it gets worse, though. Reports reveal that the current Maui police chief, John Pelletier, was the incident commander during the Las Vegas massacre in 2017. Of course, we know that incident. An incident commander is the top direct decision maker during a major incident. Their job is to delegate tasks and listen to input from subject matter experts to ultimately bring the incident to resolution.
Hypothetically, Perhaps he was put in that position just because of this. Who knows? But I find it very suspicious that he was in two locations where there was a mass casualty event. It's kind of like David Hogg, who is at two school shootings. When you look at the stats on that, it's virtually impossible. Something is going on. Just ask your questions.
Yep. And a lot of other people are starting to ask questions themselves. This is directly from Twitter. So this is a Maui chief of police, the same chief from the Vegas massacre, refusing to answer questions from locals.
No comment.
Yep.
Can you explain Pono to me again, sir, and Aloha? I'd love to hear it from you. Why are you shaking your head? Why are you shaking your head, sir?
Huh? All right. He's not going to answer any questions. Listen, he knows the eyes of at least half the country are now focused on this situation. And it's very suspicious that he's there as a police chief and he was at the Vegas massacre. Just saying. Just asking questions.
Yep. It's just, there's just something in that tiny little voice in the back of your head saying something ain't right.
It's not adding up. It's not adding up. And the fact that this story will probably disappear in a week and a half, because all of our media is owned by six corporations and they are quite literally filtering what you see and hear and manipulating you with partial falsehoods and, maybe some partial truths.
Yeah.
It's called propaganda. Oh,
nope. No, Pop, that can't be right. That can't be true at all. Oh, wait. Six corporations control 90% of the media outlets in America. The illusion of choice and objectivity.
Yep.
There you go. There's your corporations that run everything that we listen to, we read, all of the news.
And there's your sign.
So basically, if any of these corporations are saying something, you might want to question what they're saying.
Yes.
Elite is a word we use in our daily conversations, but a few people probably know the origin of the history of the word elites. I'm not even going to try to read that.
Yeah, don't.
Elites are a small group of powerful people who hold disproportionate amount of wealth, privilege, political power, or skill in society. This elite class also includes big tech companies, which now control what we read, watch, or listen to. There is even a new browser extension tool that shows how the big tech giants are invading your privacy by tracking your every move online.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, news bears. Oh, man. We've been fed what the media oligarchs want us to eat. The same can be said as big tech companies that own social media platforms like Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. These tech overlords silent dissents and censor content that do not fit the elite agenda. Oh, that never happens.
Nah. No. What could go wrong?
What could go wrong?
Yeah, come on. Let's get the hell out of here. This is getting stupid. And if you haven't noticed, everyone out there in internet land, these mass events are happening faster and faster now. I wonder why that is. Just asking. Is this a question?
Mm-hmm. It can't be the. I can't remember what the exact quote was, but it was they use distractions to distract us from the distraction or something like that.
Correct. Yeah, it's called prestidigitation. You distract them while you're doing the trick. They don't see it.
is bad news. One thing that, one pressing question that really brings out the tinfoil hat thinker in myself is, you know, the certain event that happened on a, September morning a few years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was only in fifth grade, so I was like, oh, this is bad. And then I started getting older and a little wiser, and, well,
yeah,
I might have to tiptoe on the ice to discuss this one. But
now, hang on, Jimmy. There's people out there going to get all pissed because we're rehashing this 9/11 stuff. The reason we're doing this is that was a key point in our history, where everything after that radically changed. All right. Now we're talking about Tower 7. All right, I watched it on the news. I was in my, I think I was in my early 30s when that happened. And I remember hearing the one guy talking about Tower 7. He said, pull it. Well, that's lingo for demolition of the building. And when you look at how that building fell, and I've watched two or three documentaries on this, that building fell at very close to free fall speed. Now, this is supposed to be a steel reinforced building. They don't do that unless you want them to, by purposely weakening the structure from within. And that is done with explosives. And here's another weird thing. All of that wreckage was packed up and shipped to China immediately after the incident. And you want to know why that is? Because those substances that explode with a lot of energy leave something behind called residue. And they couldn't have that. All right, sorry. Yep. I went off on a tangent there.
Yeah, it's all right. But yeah, they're asking, you know, did World Trade Center 7, Tower 7, owner Larry Silverstein admit to ordering the controlled demolition of the building? And Larry says, when Silverstein said, pull it, was he referring to the explosive controlled demolition of the building?
Mm-hmm.
As Pop mentioned, the way Pull is used in a later term, same as PBS documentary Ground Zero cleanup worker who said World Trade Center 6, it's not every day you try to pull down an 8-story building with cables. However, this procedure is different from using explosives to destroy a much taller building.
That's odd.
Yeah, and I have seen, there were videos, you know, making the rounds, you know, because the conspiracies were starting to fly. So like, oh yeah, remember Tower 7? Yeah, there was a few flashes in the windows.
Correct.
Randomly just around. Oh, no big deal. No big deal. Nothing here.
Yeah. Listen, man. And this is getting out of hand here. All right. I'm just asking questions here. All right. It was very odd. Just saying. What's the next one, Jim?
Quite odd indeed. I think we pretty much blew through all those. We do have, we're going to cover a little bit of the Vegas incident, but I got warning from Blake says, and might not want to play those videos, but the videos are on the website under the links on this video. So check them out.
Now, I'm going to tell you what happened around Vegas, just from my perspective. All right, so I scoured all of the media footage, all of the personal videos that I possibly could across every single video sharing platform out there. All right, I did 33 years in the military, 21 years on airborne status, and you know, working within the special op community. All right. I have been the medium machine gunner, i.e. the M60 and the 240. I've been the squad automatic weapons guy. That's called the SAW. That's a 5.56 belt-fed machine gun. You can hear the difference between those two reports that were, while this the crowd was getting shot, they were getting shot with machine guns, two different ones. And here's the crazy part. Our modern technology and our police investigation is really good at checking ballistics. All right. And there was a buttload of bullets left behind in people and in the ground. Haven't heard shit on that. Not a peep. In fact, within 2 weeks after that incident, it pretty much has been off the radar. I have no idea what's going on. No lawsuits, nothing. Who has the power to make that happen? Big Daddy government. Now, I'm just asking questions here. But typically, that's when something disappears like that, that is why. Just saying. Okay. All right.
And I did see one video the other day. I mentioned this to Pop earlier. There was a guy sniffing around trying to find, you know, asking questions like what we're doing. And I saw a video. There was a gentleman with one of them special stocks on his AR. Mm-hmm. The rounds per minute was around, I think it was 800. So, and then they pulled up I believe it was a SAW or a 30 caliber machine gun. And it was only the AR was 800 and then the machine gun was 600 rounds per minute. And then they overplayed.
You can hear
one of the popular videos. You know, I'm no weapons expert, but
you can hear the two cadences of the weapons are completely different.
Yep.
And I know what that sounds like. And every time I hear it, it makes the skin on the back of my neck stand up. Cause I've been on the X before when they were shooting those things at me and it sucked. So when I tell you I know exactly what that sounds like, I am not kidding.
Yeah. Making my skin crawl, man.
I know.
Good thing I got my protection on.
This is some next level evil shit here, man.
Yep. But let's see. We do got some super chats here, just a handful of them. So let's see. Got Sean St. George, 1999. He says, if we have flashlights that could light paper on fire for sale, then it's no stretch. A satellite equipped with a laser capable of being a sensor instrument and a weapon at the same time because of light intensity.
And listen, the Navy has lasers that will destroy targets. This is not like science fiction anymore. It's a fact. And if you think other countries aren't copying what we have, you're out of your goddamn mind. Because we have so many companies doing business in China. And part of the tit for tat for getting access to their slave labor is we have to share our intellectual property with them. There you go.
Yep. So you got Bart Fine here at $2. He says they cut the water off 4 hours prior. Arson?
Could be.
That would be it. Got a fly trap here with $10. He says a massive space laser capable of starting grass fires. Nah, ignore the harp built in the 80s. And environmentalists introduced non-native grasses years back that burn real well.
Who knew?
Who knows? So you jumping over to MGTOW.TV. We've got MGTOW Mando in the house. Says, whatever happened to not negotiating with terrorists? Asking for a friend, of course.
Yeah. Technically, we're not supposed to do that, but it seems under our dictator in chief, we're doing it all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Got a Groovy again, 73. Says, they left the power on with down power lines and shut the water system off. Same police chief that was in Vegas when the shooting happened. Like soy boy Davy Hogg was at two shootings. What are the odds of that kind of BS?
Yeah, listen. And I looked at a lot of those pictures of the crisis actors. And it's very weird that they all seem to look the same. You know? But the government, Big Daddy government's probably learned their lesson, so they're going to stop doing that because people are catching on to it.
Yeah. Yep.
These are just questions. Yeah. What do I know?
Yeah. There was also the the Pulse nightclub incident and whatnot. I do vaguely remember seeing one video of two gentlemen carrying another guy right past the camera, and then the camera pans just a little bit too far. They set the dude down and they start high-fiving each other and laughing and patting each other on the back, and they walk on their merry way. I mean, is it possible? Yeah. Just ask you questions, man.
Yeah, and listen, that whole Sandy Hook thing, I mean, they were rehearsing that stuff prior to the incident. I'm not saying it happened. I'm not saying it didn't happen. I'm just saying that there's a lot of crisis actors were photographed there. We had David Hogg there. I mean, come on. Get the hell out of here. I mean, what a bunch of bullshit.
Bullshit, man. So, Groovy again here with the says, Pop, okay, we are definitely cut from the same cloth. Yep.
It's all good.
Yep, said the same exact thing. Let's see. Yeah, nothing over on D-Live. Got a couple over here on Odyssey. It says, Alucard 1776, he says, tried to tell my folks one of them, and one of them called me a conspiracy theorist. I'm at a point I might just have to cut ties with them.
I understand. Yep. Listen, I've already cut a lot of people out of my life that are uber liberals, okay, or they're just lost in the sauce with all of this loose gay butt twerking queer in America crap. Listen, those people deny reality. I don't want them around me because let's face it, you are the sum of the six people you have around you on a regular basis. And I don't want that mind virus rubbing off on me. That's exactly what that is.
Yep. If we've learned one thing the past 3 years, and again, it's, well, they're just trying to bring it back, but you know, I think a lot of people are going to be done with that shit, was the coof. That was, I think I heard a lot of people saying, you know what? You know, if you're not vaccinated, you can't come around here. You can't do this. All right. Well, fine. Have a nice one. I'll be over here, you know, walking around with my healthy heart and no spike proteins.
Well, here's the thing. I caught the coof three times. And the last time I was laid up with this long-term illness for about 8 months between 21 and 2022. And it took a long time to crawl out of that hole. So, I mean, I'm not saying that, you know, this new germ didn't exist. Obviously, it did. But when you look at the statistics, you know, other than in the beginning, it didn't really kill that many people. All right. In the first few waves, it was pretty deadly. But all viruses mutate to become more transmissible. And that doesn't happen if they kill the host too quickly. I mean, that's just the way viruses work.
Yep. And, well, I guess we can go ahead and chalk up another one for the conspiracy theories and whatnot. If you haven't heard, the CDC quietly said, oh, yeah, that stuff that we said, don't take it because you're not a horse.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they said, oh, no, it's fine. You can go. Doctors can prescribe it now.
Yeah. Listen, I started taking that shit as soon as I got sick each and every time. You buy it on Amazon. Yeah, it's got a picture of a cow on the bottle. Who cares? It's all good.
You drink the horse stuff too, so it's all good.
Yeah, that shit works. What can I say?
It works, man. It works.
And listen, a human being, you take the same dose as like a sheep. A 170-pound sheep. Yeah, look up the instructions. It's not a big deal. Now, I'm not a doctor. I'm not giving you medical advice. I'm just telling you what this old crusty Green Beret grunt does to stay healthy.
Yeah. So you got a Chief Kikabitch of the Slapaho Nation. Says Hawaii now wants to acquire the land, supposedly for a memorial. If they acquire it, they will sell it to a crony as soon as they do. Just as the firefighters were about to get the upper hand, water pressure failed. Coincidence?
Yeah,
I think not.
Yep.
It's just every time there's an event like this, and they say one thing, it starts being like day after day, stuff gets completely thrown under the bus, and they're like, oh, they got to juggle cats and chainsaws to try to get people to believe it.
Yeah. And all of this, you know, misinformation and debunked and all that crap that's going on. Let's face it. They know they're pushing propaganda. Even Fox News is just controlled opposition now. And they're just covering their tracks. And they're hoping that, you know, the useful idiots in the middle are going to look the other way and accept what they have to say. Don't be that guy.
Yep. Well, there is one person we can thank for, allowing all of the propaganda to be placed and put onto the American people. Thanks, Obama.
Yeah. Oh, bummer. Yep.
Obama.
Yeah. Oh, bummer. Yeah. Yeah. I don't remember the name of the act that he passed that basically got rid of an older law that prevented propaganda from being, you know, pointed inside the country, only outside. Yeah. And look what we're getting. I mean, literally, we have never been this divided. We have a whole generation of useful idiot battle meat. I mean, this is going to get really bad, in my opinion. If we can't reel this in, it's going to be lost in the sauce time.
Yep. And I did share this with the Gilded chat and whatnot, but there was a survey or whatever went out. Now, granted, you know, surveys, polls, whatever, you know, they inflate the numbers and they're all bullshit anyway. According to this survey, 30 million Americans think it's okay for violence to stop Trump from being in office. And then like 18 million say it's okay to use violence to get Trump elected. All I got to say is those 48 million idiots can keep me out of it.
Yeah, unfortunately, if it really gets bad and it happens near you, you're going to get sucked into it, either by having to forcefully flee or, you know, take a stand and try to stop it. I mean, that's just the way it works.
Yep. Bad news bears all around, man. Let's see, this guy got one more from Schmuck here. So, Schmuck with $25. He says, we need to pump up the donations.
Yeah, well, it is what it is. There's times are tough. People are probably hurting for money. Yep. So it is what it is.
Yep, it is what it is. If you can donate, thank you guys very much. If you can't, no worries. Let's see, looks like no super chats over on Rumble. I think I did see. Yeah, we got a couple more. Oh, got one more from Mighty Mouse Malibu. Said $10. No comment there.
All right, thank you.
Thank you very much, good sir. Just doing a double check. Nothing on MGTOW. And that looks like it is it.
Are we ready for the recap?
I think we're ready for the recap.
All right, let me set the stage. All right. Bear with me. Let's see if hopefully I don't fuck the camera up here.
Don't fuck it up, man.
There it is. Okay. No. Wrong. Other way, idiot. There you go. All righty. Got the recap here. All right. Over here, we got the David Hogg guy who was at two mass casualty school attacks. That's kind of a stretch. I'm just saying. And we had 9/11. Okay. There was the microthermite residue that was literally distributed citywide from the dust of the Twin Towers when they fell. It was all over New York. All right. There was reports of additional explosions within the building just as it was falling down. Okay. We had Tower 7, which was not directly hit by an aircraft, didn't have, you know, tons of jet fuel pumped into it, but there was a fire, I believe, on one or two floors, and that building fell at free fall speed. The owner of the building used the words pull it, which is lingo for a controlled demolition. Okay. The quick disposal of all the wreckage. Now, typically at a crime scene, they come in, they dig through it with a microscope, they figure out exactly what's happening, but no, within days, they were hauling that shit out of here to go to China to get melted down and reused. The Pentagon damage mismatch. All right, I looked at those pictures. The hole in the Pentagon is not that big. All right, I believe there was one hole. If it was a jetliner, those engines are big. There would be additional damage spread out horizontally. Not to mention that with all the light poles and telephone poles in the way, that plane would have its wings ripped off before it even got close to the building. And all of the video surveillance footage showing that has been confiscated by the FBI, never to be seen again. I wonder why that is. This is a big one right here. If you look at the footage of the 9/11 attack, you will see just an insane amount of molten steel pouring down the sides of that building. All right, now, I could concede the fact that the building was on fire, and on those floors, maybe you could have had a couple collapses because it did soften the steel a little bit. But those fires just don't get that hot to turn steel I-beams into molten slag. The firefighters walked around on piles of molten metal that was, you know, dangerously hot for up to 3 weeks after the event. That's not jet fuel. All right. You go right back to the thermite, which was the residue was all over New York. Thermite can make the kind of energy needed to melt steel. That's a fact. I'm just asking questions here, but this is very odd. Now, we had the Vegas shooting. All right. At a minimum, there was two machine guns there with two different cadences and two different sounds. Now, they say, well, you know, there's a lot of buildings and there's a lot of echo. Bullshit! I have been involved or around urban combat a few times. I am not a newbie at that. I know exactly what, echoes sound like. That was not the case. All right. There was no reports on ballistics. The story died. It was covered up and scrubbed from the media. And the police chief is now in Hawaii. Again, we had a guy, the same guy in two big events, and now we have another guy at two big events. Just ask your questions. All right. Now we have the Maui fires. Again, Vegas police chief. He was there and he's here. What a coinky dink. All right, we had the water turn off. Why would they do that? Oh. They don't want to be successful. You turn the water off, you screw everyone. All right. There are books on Amazon. We showed you the screenshots that literally were released the day of, if not a couple days after. Now, I write books. It takes a long time. This is a smoke. That's a smoking gun here, the books. If there's anything in this Maui fire thing that's going to put a magnifying glass of curiosity on the whole shit show, that's it right there. They're underplaying the death toll. And I put this in parentheses, you know, laser ignition, because who knows if it was doctored or what have you. It's possible. If you remember during the big Beirut explosion, some wing nut out there, you know, put in like one or two frames of a missile coming down and hitting the building. Yeah, I got it. But we showed you the video footage of the Chinese satellite using its lasers on Hawaii. Granted, they were weak. I don't know what they were for, but it looked like a rehearsal to me. Just saying. Again, I'm just asking questions. All right. Then we have the food plants, food storage processing, you know, burning up It's been going on for about 2.5 years. Now, granted, every year there's a certain amount of fire that happens. Got it. You know, grain silos, if they overdust and there's a spark, they will explode. It does happen. But the frequency and severity of this is, I believe, outside the averages, meaning I believe that there's some intentional thing going on there. There's an intelligence behind this. All right. And then we had all the train derailments. All right. We had that big derailment, and I believe that was in Ohio. And it's the equivalent of a large-scale NBC attack. And some idiot decided it would be good to burn up what's left over instead of pick it up and spread the chemicals even more. All right. When you look at it from this angle, in my opinion, this country is under attack from operatives from within. All right. And they're getting help, I believe. Now, this is hypothetical, from the alphabet agencies of some type. They're the sneaky bastards that can make that all happen. Just saying. But hey, I'm just an old grunt. What the hell do I know? All right, Jimmy.
I would say that. Let's see. We'll jump through here to make sure I'm not going to miss anyone's super chat here. We've got ADV Dad, Australian 799, says, we need revolution in the West at the ballot box. End two-party policies, politics, and put the major parties last. Yes, because the two-party system is fucked.
Well, technically, if you had people that weren't in office for 50 goddamn years, it would work fine. Because, you know, maximum term, let's say 12 years. They should make it 12 years no matter what. And you're only around for a decade and a cunt hair. Got it. But when you're sitting there for 20, 30, 40, 50 years, get them off the bench. They're done. You know, move them down to the minor leagues. It's insane that we have this. I mean, come on. And then the fact we have all these people that are appointed who are exercising an incredible amount of power that they are not authorized to wield. I mean, the ATF does it all the time. They make up their stupid little rules that haven't been passed by the Senate or the House, never signed into law, and they're throwing people in prison over that shit. That's a big wrongo bongo.
Yep. Last I checked, it was people that make the laws are supposed to be doing that, you know, not bureaucrats.
Correct, yeah.
That's exactly like what the ATF is. So everybody down in, I believe it's District 23 in Texas. If you haven't heard, Brandon Herrera, yes, the AK guy, is running for Congress.
All right.
If you're in his district, get that mother fornicator in elected, because he's going to. He said he didn't have to do it. He wanted to do it. This isn't for fame. This isn't for money. This is something he felt like he had to do. So get him elected, Texas, please. We need someone in there that has some balls to stand up against the bullshit. Let's see. All right. Going back through here, jumping through. Looks like nothing over there. Got a couple here on Rumble. Professor Blake Poo-Ass Blaster 3000, he's asking, Pop, what do you think of the Trump? What do you think of the Trump being indicted and being charged with the RICO Act?
In my opinion, we're seeing this country devolve into a banana republic, and they don't want him to get reelected because he's, you know, a populist individual who wants to make a lot of positive changes. There's a lot of people up there who are running this bureaucracy who don't want to lose their power, and they're literally doing whatever they can to keep them from getting elected.
So, yep. That's bad news bears.
And more than likely, this could be the catalyst to spark off the two-way rifle range.
Yep. We got Anonymous says Catherine Austin Fitz of the Solari report commented that the downtown cores burned during BLM riots were bought up for pennies on the dollar by groups like BlackRock.
Yep. We need to start shutting BlackRock down from having any investments in this country. And even like all of these big, trust funds or whatever the hell they're called. We need to start cracking down on that. They are there to invest our money to make a profit, not use it against us as a goddamn weapon. That's bullshit.
Yep. Oh, and it's also not like, BlackRock got a contract to help rebuild Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
No, that didn't happen at all. Ugh. But let me just do one last double check here. Super chats. Don't want to miss any of them. Let's see. Looks like a single for life. He says, we need to marry Marie Antoinette their ass.
Well, it just listen. If they crash the economy, more than likely that's going to happen. That could be, that's probably going to be the catalyst that's going to just infuriate everyone into an uncontrollable mob.
Oh yeah. See, jumping over to Odyssey here, Schmuck again. He says BlackRock is already existing in the U.S. market.
Yep. Yeah, we need to take care of that. That's stupid.
Yeah. All righty. That looks like all the super chat. Oh, got Cool Cat just jumping in. I says $20. He says, much loves, fellas. Evil Shaggy, where's Evil Scooby? He's around here somewhere. I might have to get a plush of Scooby-Doo and get him a tinfoil hat and everything. Or get a little plush and hang him on my background here. But I think that does it for the evening here, gentlemen. Thank you for joining us. If you still want to have that conspiracy theory itch, our buddy Billy Von Baum is going to be starting up a stream here very momentarily. I will drop the link to his stream in the chat if you like to go over there and have some fun with Billy. Or you can hang out here with us for a little bit and then go over and check out Billy and see what he is up to.
Roger that.
Dropping that there. Alrighty. Alrighty, Pop. Any final thoughts?
All right. I'm just asking questions. You should ask the same questions. If enough people question what the hell's going on, perhaps we can get the information to confirm or deny. If this does turn out to be intentional, we need to find out who they are and prosecute them to the fullest extent of the law. Period.
All righty. Dropping in the link for the after party. We'll sit here and BS for a little bit longer. But if you gentlemen want to jump on in, we do want to try to get guys that haven't been in the after parties yet. So if you have, try to refrain from jumping in. But they do feel like,
yeah, you got to have headphones so we can talk to you.
Yep, at a minimum. We got to have at least a microphone.
Yeah.
At least a microphone, please. So, all righty, gentlemen. Well, I believe Blake's going to be gone tomorrow, so we'll have to figure something out. So yeah. he's going to be stuck with me for 3 days. So sorry about that. But all right, gentlemen, we will see you in the after party.
All right. Take it easy.